Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. On this week's episode, Nick and I talk about Brew Lights in the Zoo, Delilah's Christmas Beer Festival, it's their 16th anniversary, and Buckle Down's one-year anniversary party happening Friday and Saturday. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass.
What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, it's got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And every week on Chicago Beer Pass, we're talking about the events we've gone to, we checked out the places we drank, and what's coming up this week.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's beer-related, sometimes it's bourbon, sometimes it's whiskey. There's wine, too, every now and then, but whatever tickles our fancy, right?
We are here to make sure fancies are tickled.
Oh, man. Yikes. Well, every week on Chicago Beer Pass, we're drinking some local Chicago beer. And this time, well, this one isn't from Chicago, but it's from the suburbs of Chicago, in Naperville.
Yeah, beautiful Naperville, Illinois, man. This is Solemn Oath. And this is their Grumpus American Stout.
We usually are only drinking 12-ounce bottles or cans each. So it's like a one-beer episode. And now we have a bomber.
Yeah.
It's not as crazy as when Justin showed up with a...
Oh,
with bombers.
Two bottles of the...
He had like four bombers of Blue Jean, and we all had a bomber or something. That was a dangerous night.
We couldn't shut the hell up. The show ran for like 40 minutes, 40, 50 minutes.
But this is just one bomber for Nick and I to share.
Yeah. This is coming in at a 7.5%. This is pretty tasty, man. It's a it's an American stout. So it's hoppy, and it's bitter. It's, I'd say, a little bit more than mildly roasted, right?
Yeah.
It's got a nice mouthfeel, not too heavy. It doesn't linger. It's very dry, very clean. This is really good. It could easily be a black IPA. You know, I've had some black IPAs with this kind of consistency on them.
Yeah, but I like this better than almost any black IPA I've had.
Yeah.
I'm not a big black IPA fan.
Yeah.
But this is tasty, and, you know, it's stout weather. It's cold out. We had Black Friday over the weekend, or on Friday. And so we got to be drinking stouts now.
Yeah.
Stouts all December, right?
No argument here, man. Yeah, this is really good stuff from the Solemn Oath guys, man.
And I always love their labels. They're like this really nicely designed, and then they have these hints of like silver in the labeling. So yeah. They always look cool.
Yeah, and Grumpus looks like a pit bull, maybe. Mm-hmm. And
but a dead. He's like evil.
He's like an evil pit bull. He's got a monocle. Like Mr. Planters.
Sophisticated dead pit bull.
And he's either got like, I don't know, a smoking cigar or a smoking weapon of some sort.
All right.
There you go. Okay. It's good beer.
So yeah, if you see any of their bombers, definitely pick them up. So Nick, this past week was Thanksgiving. Have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was very quiet. Mm-hmm. Hung out with the mom. After about 4 hours of that, I went to Haymarket for a couple drinks.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and that was about it. It was very chill, very chill. Saw Pete Crowley there.
Oh, cool.
You know, popping a little champagne, you know. It was cool. It was very chill.
Oh, awesome.
How was your Thanksgiving, man?
Yeah, it was good. My uncle's house, he always has tons of beer in the fridge.
Oh, right.
And, you know, we were going through tons of different bombers and opening them up. He's like, whatever you want, just pick one. And, you know, a couple of them sucked. We dumped them out. Something from Hop Garden up there, and I think they're in Michigan, and they're just not hitting the mark with a Hop Garden in their name. They're just not hoppy enough.
Not a big fan, huh?
No.
You know, I did go to my buddy Alex threw a Friendsgiving party, or they call it beer giving.
Mm-hmm.
Always the day before Thanksgiving, and that was a great, just really massive bottle share, and everybody's like really trying to outdo each other.
Of course.
Know? Yeah, I had the original BCS.
What do you mean the like first one?
Right, bottled 1105 2010.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the first one, 2010?
Yeah, the original one.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, it was fun revisiting that, you know. And then I met a lot of people over that beer that I'm still friends with.
Uh-huh.
And that was kind of cool. You know, just kind of reliving the last 4 years. When I looked at this bottle, I'm like, all these memories start coming back. Because that was back when we really stood in line, you know, and really hung out hard for these beers.
Sure. But, and so, yeah, speaking of Bourbon County and Stout Black Friday. Did you make it to it, or did you see anything about it?
No, I wanted to, but I opted out of Black Friday this year.
Okay, I was going to go. I was all set to go.
Yeah.
And then we drank quite a bit on Thanksgiving. I was like, I don't want to wake up for this.
Yeah.
And then I saw Ken 100 Meter post some videos of, from his drone of just a line at Binny's on Mercy Street. Just
first
going.
Of all, what the hell is Ken doing with a drone?
AB's got money. That's why he's got a drone.
Oh, man.
So he posted that, and that line, just like, I was like, I am glad I stayed home.
Yeah, I can remember 4 or 5 years ago, you know, if people showed up at 6, 7 a.m. for a 9 a.m. open, mm-hmm. you know, that was extreme. But folks were lining up, like, literally after Thanksgiving dinner, going to get a tent and going to Benny's.
Jesus.
You know, and really hanging out for, like, 17 hours and stuff like that.
I think, I'm sure most people probably showed up early in the morning, like, 5, 6 a.m.
Yeah. The cool part about this this rollout with all the BCS is that, you know, Benny's did their beers on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of your local stores are probably going to have theirs this week, you know, like Wednesday or Thursday this week.
Yeah.
So it's not, if you miss out on Black Friday, it's not completely over. You know, your local store is probably, he probably hasn't gotten his yet at your local store.
Right. And these corner liquor stores, they got some last year and no one knew about it either. And they were just kind of like, they were overpriced, but they had them.
But they had them. Yeah.
So I may, if I stop in somewhere at the corner store, I might see what they got.
Yeah. Just,
you know. Get some that way.
Yeah. Speaking of overpriced, man, I was seeing some extreme prices on some of these beers, man.
Like on online, like eBay, or just
no,
in
apparently
general?
No, like at, you know, on premise accounts mm-hmm. for like Cherry Rye, for example, was like a $75 bottle.
Whoa.
At Fat Pour, and then there was another place where it was this year's proprietors was like $70 on premise.
So these are bars that are letting you open them and pour them at that time. Okay.
Yeah. In most cases, I get it. Like, it's double the price. You know, like, if we got this beer on premise, it'd probably be double what it was.
Right.
If it's 7, it's going to be 14.
The Grumpus, it's probably 7, 14, something like that.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. They're going to mark it up, and, you know, if people heard about it and didn't get to try it, somebody's going to pay for it.
Exactly, yeah. And then, you know, so I made a comment about it, and the Fat Pour guys were saying, hey, we sold out of those beers in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
At like $80 a pop. And then a couple other guys were saying, yeah, that's about the going rate on eBay in most cases, or whatever online trading is. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of par for the course, you know, triple the price.
Jeez. Okay. Maybe I should have got some and sold it, right? Maybe I should have got up in the morning. Christ.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the state of craft beer, man. Yeah.
Flip them. Just flip them. Just buy them and flip them. Who wants this is my Grumpus? I'll just buy bottles of Grumpus and sell them. I don't think that's going to work out, right? Well, anything else you make it to or drink anywhere?
No. On Black Friday, I took we took the brew bus to Buckle Down.
Oh, they're in Lyons?
Yeah, Lyons, Illinois. So they're just southwest of the city. Okay. So if you're at Lagunitas Tap Room on 18th and Western, about 18th and Western, I'd say about 15 minutes from there.
Okay.
You hop right on 55, and you can get there pretty quickly. Yeah, they got a great space, man. I'd say their space is very similar to Dry Hop as far as size goes.
Yeah.
But their brew house is a lot bigger. Like, it's just a lot more space, like their barrel aging stuff there.
They're in the suburbs, man. You got more space.
Yeah, you got more space. And then, like, all the locals are there. It's like a really cool, like, destination for people who live in Lyons.
Oh,
you cool. know, we took the bus there, and people were excited. The folks who were there were excited. You know, we were excited.
Are they in like a warehouse district kind of thing, or is it in like a place like a strip mall, or like where people can get to easily? Like, what's
it's not. There's nothing else around it. It's almost like a very industrial, almost like you down this frontage road mm-hmm. off the expressway,
okay.
and then it's just surrounded by. You kind of got to drive to this place.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like in a little industrial section of Lyons.
Right.
Yeah, it's a very cool little spot. Wood everywhere. Good music, and, you know, just it's got a very chill vibe. It's a really good place.
All right.
You know, if you're looking to explore something but don't want to, you know, stray too far away from town, you know, that's a good destination, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they got an event coming up that, you know, we'll mention here and later in the show.
Yeah. So,
Buckle Down. I may have to visit them for this event. But, that was it for my week. I think Thanksgiving kind of threw a wrench in all the events that were happening. There wasn't too much going on besides Black Friday, and, you know, just kind of hung around, saw family, saw friends,
yeah.
just general average drinking, nothing special. Nothing special to report back. So let's get into this week's event. We do have a lot.
Okay.
So Wednesday, tomorrow for us, today if you're listening to this.
Yeah, December 3rd.
Is a Dry Hop Christmas.
Yeah, so their Christmas tap takeover is called Chrismaquanzica.
All right.
Apparently this is the second one. So they got six beers that they're going to tap, and they're all Christmas ales. You know, Beguile, Floyd's, Two Brothers. Two Brothers has something called Peppermint Bark.
Unanimity. That sucks, by the way.
Oh, does it? I haven't had it.
That was one of the beers we had on Thanksgiving, and that was a disappointment. Stay away from that beer.
So there's five other beers, yeah. Minus the one that Brad doesn't like, at Dry Hop, 6 p.m. on December 3rd, man. It's their, you can do flights, 5-ounce flights they're offering.
Okay.
And then it's a 6 p.m. start where you can try all these Christmas ales. So, you know, they're in the spirit.
Awesome. Also, not too far from there is the Brew Lights.
Yeah.
Or Zoo and the Brew Lights.
Yeah, Brew Lights 2014. Yeah. It's at Lincoln Park from 5:30 to 9 on December 3rd. And this is a local craft beer showcase under the Christmas lights at Lincoln Park Zoo.
Okay. Did you go to this? We talked about it, I think, maybe on the last episode. Did you say you have gone or?
Yeah, well, I've been to the lights. They're doing everything, like, you know, there's like all these decorative lights in the shapes of animals, and then all the trees are lit up. And I've been to the lights show, but I haven't been to this event under the lights.
Do the lights last all season?
Yes.
Okay, so you could go there. If you missed the beer part of this, you can go there for the lights later.
Exactly.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah, so that's a $40 ticket. Beer Fest at Lincoln Park Zoo. That's 5:30 to 9 on Wednesday.
All right. Well, hopefully it's warm out there for everyone. Sounds like good. I know a couple people going, so I'll have to ask them how it went.
Yeah.
Then Thursday, November 4th, there's a Chicago Brewery Map launch party. So if you've been to Beer Miscuous, you've seen this map that they have on the wall with all these breweries. I think it's, 57 of the local breweries?
Yeah.
Some of them are not open. Alarmist is on there.
Yeah, Gary.
Yeah. God. And some other ones that you maybe up and coming or just open, they put them on the map. And people have been asking, like, how can they get that map? And now you can on Thursday.
The people have spoken. Now they're selling the map.
And Beer Miscuous is like, we're cashing in.
It's a pretty smart idea. So this is, the map is cool because it's kind of inspired by the map of the CTA train system, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is it's a mural that sits on their wall, and this looks like a cool time. In fact, they're creating T-shirts from the map, and they're selling posters of the map. Yeah.
And this kicks off at 7 p.m., and two breweries that are on this map,
Snap out of it.
Atlas Brewery and Horse Thief Hollow are going to be there pouring beer for free.
You can't beat that. This sounds like a fun time.
Right. Because was Thursday night there like free tasting, or is that that's Tuesday night because we were there for an episode and they were doing free tastings.
Yeah. And it looks like they're doing it again for this event. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great spot, man. It's a beer cafe. So, you know, there's Wi-Fi. There's no kitchen, but there's tons of restaurants around there. Mm-hmm. There's like a gyro shop next door. There's that pizza place across the street.
Yeah, I think you can bring food in there.
Yeah.
I think they're fine about that.
Yeah, you can totally bring food. And that's a good event.
So check that out Thursday night. Also Thursday night is a Pipeworks tap takeover at High Noon Saloon. I've never heard of High Noon Saloon.
No.
But it's going to feature six of Pipeworks beers and a couple in bottles. And yeah, it sounds like a great night to try some Pipeworks beers if you haven't had any. There'll be food and drink, so definitely check that out. I'm like blinking, never hearing of High Noon Saloon. I don't even know where it's at.
Yeah, I'm with you. I haven't heard of High Noon Saloon either.
Oh man, it is in Wicker Park.
Oh, sweet.
Milwaukee and North Avenue.
Right on.
Oh, okay. This is like almost right next to Bottom Lounge. Not Bottom Lounge. Double Door, right there.
Oh, yeah.
Right next door there.
Yeah.
All right, so pretty easy to get to. I've never checked this place out, so maybe it's right in my neighborhood. I should check it out.
Yeah.
Anything else for Thursday night?
No, that's it for Thursday.
All right, what about Friday? Nothing?
I got nothing for Friday.
Yikes. Do some Christmas shopping?
Yeah.
Right. Sounds good.
Get it out the way before it gets wacky out there.
Yeah. It's gonna get late here, too.
Yeah. These last few weeks of the year always go by super fast.
Uh-huh.
There are a few events on Saturday.
Yeah. December 6th.
Yeah. Now, I just found this one. It's a special bottle release from Five Rabbit. So Five Rabbit's Yodo Con Leche, the barrel-aged version of Yodo Con Leche, took a silver medal at FOBAB this year.
Okay.
So just in time for the holidays, they're bottling it.
All right. Cashing in.
Cashing in, man. Only 200 bottles available. You can show up at Five Rabbit's tap room at 2 p.m. to pick up Yodo Con Leche. Yodo Con Leche, I believe, is a coffee stout that they made with like Gaslight.
With milk, right?
Yeah, coffee. Yeah, con leche. We learned that.
Milk stout. That, probably milk.
A couple months ago when this came out, we didn't know. But we're growing here at Chicago Beer Fest. Yeah, so this is Wild Turkey Barrels, Yodo Con Leche, barrel aged. You can get it at the Five Rabbit Tap Room at 2 p.m. on Saturday. So if you've never been out there, man, Five Rabbit Tap Room is in Bedford Park.
Yeah.
6398 West 74th Street out in Bedford Park. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that I don't think I had that beer at FOBAB.
I tried it.
Yeah, how was it?
It was nice. Right. That one and the transient one, those are my two favorite ones of the.
Worth going for a bottle.
It's
right?
tasty. It okay. is tasty, especially if you haven't had it.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
And then that's a full blown shop out there. They've got a bunch of taps.
Oh, they do. You can hang out there and drink.
You can hang out there. They usually have a food truck out there, and then you can buy other Five Rabbit beers probably for cheaper than you could in the store.
Oh, like six packs and exactly. other. Bombers. I know they have a few other ones as well.
Yeah.
Then also Saturday in the suburbs as well is Buckle Down's 1 year anniversary party.
Hey, yo, Buckle Down.
So like Nick said, he made it out there earlier last week. And yeah, you should make it out there this weekend for their 1 year anniversary party.
Yeah, man. They're celebrating the end of their rookie year. So this is a 2 day party, December 5th and 6th. Live music. Jack's Fork in the Road food truck's going to be there.
I don't know who that, yeah. All I don't right. know. I just... Sounds good. Sounds delicious.
And they're releasing a bunch of barrel-aged beers that they've had, they've been sitting on. One of them's a Greenbush collaboration, which is an Imperial Red Rye, and they've got three other beers, and plus their full tap list, and they're doing a raffle of some oak barrels. So
I can't believe they've been around for a year now.
That was quick.
I know, I've been seeing their hats around. You know, Justin Maynard, I think, was wearing a Buckle Down hat for like months. And yeah. I was like, I don't even think those guys exist.
Yeah, right. And they
and now they're 1 year old.
Yeah. They're distributed through Wurtz, I believe. They started their first time I had their beer was at Haymarket because I think they brewed their first couple batches there.
Yeah.
And they're doing their thing out in Lyons.
Yeah, I've had a couple of their beers over at Bottom Lounge. But they don't bottle or can anything, right? It's all draft.
I think
stuff.
It's all draft.
Okay.
Yeah. I was really excited about when we Shadowbox, which was their American stout. Okay. Their stout was really good.
But the big party is Saturday, December 6th. But I know Friday, they're also having like a pre-party for this with some music and, you know, go out there and drink as well. But the main event is Saturday.
Yeah, that is correct.
Cool. I think I might try to make it out there to this. I got to do some Christmas shopping on Saturday. Maybe we'll work our way out that way. It's a little bit of a drive, but like you said, maybe 15 minutes from Lagunitas. So
yeah, it's not that far.
Maybe 30. So yeah. Also, Saturday is Delilah's Christmas Beer Festival.
Yeah, this is their 16th annual Christmas and winter beer tasting. This is going to be noon Saturday at Delilah's. So they've got 100 beers, and you know how Delilah's does. They really like to go into the vintages. You know, you can some of these beers go back 16 years. You know, they got all 16. Uh-huh. You know, 16 and 8 year and 10 year vintages. So yeah, these are all Christmas ales. So, Sierra Nevada and Anchor and some imports as well. So this ought to be good.
Have you gone to the Christmas beer one before?
No, I think the only one I've been to is the
Pumpkin Oktoberfest one.
No, not that one.
They got another one.
They do a Belgian one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been to that one.
So I went to the Pumpkin Oktoberfest one. Uh-huh. Never have gone to any of Delilah's like festivals like this. And I was kind of just surprised by it. The Pumpkin October one was on like a Thursday night.
Yeah.
And it was pretty busy. So this being on a Saturday night at a bar like Delilah's, and the way it's set up is basically just bottles of beer.
Yeah.
Like across the bar. So you have to like kind of push your way over to the one you want.
Yeah.
Maybe wait in line for it and then try to get it.
They definitely don't do the average beer festival.
No.
Yeah, it's this definitely Delilah's spin on it. Yeah, and like you said, some of the stuff might be on draft. A lot of it comes in bottles. This is from like, you know, this crazy cellar that Mike Miller's got.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going back and grabbing all these beers, and they're all lined up on the counter. And yeah, you do your thing with the tickets and pick out all these years you want.
Yeah, some of the like more rare ones or more expensive beers are 2 tickets, but most of them are usually 1 ticket for the 3-4 ounce pour that you get.
Yeah.
It's a good time, or at least the pumpkin one was, so I'm sure the Christmas one is great. I wonder if you probably get 20 tickets. That's a lot of Christmas beers to need to drink. Because at least with the pumpkin Oktoberfest one, you got 2 styles there. You can kind of go back and forth if you want. But man, that's going to be a sweet, spicy night.
That's true. This is and you're right. You get $20, and that's for 20 sampling tickets.
I know with the pumpkin one, we split tickets between a buddy and I because it was Thursday night, so we did have to work.
Yeah.
So you can probably do that with somebody else, you know, split tickets if you don't want to do all 20.
Yeah, and then there's a pool hall upstairs, and a lot of times this party runs up and downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Usually, both bars have stuff pouring.
Yeah.
Cool, so definitely check that out. Head over to Delilah's, and, you know, Atlas is right around the corner, so you can always get some food. You could dip back in, you know, grab a few, go get some food, go back to Delilah's.
You can bowl at Atlas, get a couple games of bowling in,
mm-hmm.
and then head over to Delilah's.
Yeah. Right.
It's a good time.
Nice. Anything else on the calendar?
Oh, on Saturday night at Kaiser Tiger, Breakdown's debuting a beer.
Okay.
I say Breakdown? Break Room.
Break Room.
Yeah. Break Room Brewery. They're debuting a beer. They've got a collaboration beer with Pigmines. Pigmines is out near Rockford. So they got this beer called Squeal and Deal. It's a barrel-aged stout that they did with CH Distillery right in the West Loop.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they put this beer in CH Distillery barrels, and they're debuting it.
So Pigmines are the people that, I don't know, the internet kind of jumped all over them recently. Because
they had that really provocative beer title, something about like, I think it was like the Panty Dropper or something like that.
I think they also have one called Bitch Slap.
Oh, wow. So, I didn't know that.
And on Thanksgiving, I had some of their beers for the first time. My uncle had some of them, and they were good beers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was kind of like, I'm kind of with the internet on these names here. And then I had their beers, and I was like, these are good. I can't hate these guys. Making
God,
good stuff.
You're making it hard for me to hate you.
So yeah. I'm sure this is great with Break Room as well.
Yeah. And this is Saturday, December 6th at Kaiser Tiger.
All right.
Yeah, right on, right at the end of the West Loop there, 1415 West Randolph.
Nice. And I guess one more final event that maybe we'll mention next time too, but running the entire month of December is Beer Bistro's 12 Beers of Christmas.
Yeah, so it's as it sounds. They picked out 12 beers. If you drink all 12 of them, you win.
But you can drink them over a month. You don't have to drink them in like one sitting.
This is a marathon. Don't go drink them all in one night. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You get a really awesome, snazzy Beer Bistro 12 Beers of Christmas t-shirt if you drink all 12 of these beers. Okay. So, yeah, and they're all Christmas ales, obviously. The Slapshot Christmas ale is called Ralphie, which is kind of funny.
Do you know how many? I know they've been running this for a while.
Yeah.
Did they say on their site how many years it's been?
No.
I wonder who's gotten all the shirts.
Yeah, because I bet you the design like changes every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So that'd be fun if you had lived in the neighborhood or lived right there and you'd like, this is my thing. Every year I go drink 12 of these beers. That'd be fun.
Very few things are cooler than a fresh beer t-shirt, man. I'm all about those beer t-shirts.
And when you can go drink at the Beer Bistro, it's always a good time. Bob's fantastic. Pretty good food there. And, you know, always other great beer too if you don't want all Christmas beers.
Yeah. True.
Well, I think that might do it for this week's episode. A little short because with Thanksgiving, we didn't make it to anything. But yeah, Nick, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they find you and reach out?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter. It's at BRAD. And Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. links to iTunes, leave us a review. We love seeing those. Helps other people find the show. You know, gets us up in the iTunes store too. And also our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We're posting events there, photos there, whatever else we find. Yeah, that'll do it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.